Hey guys, if you enjoy story, check out our other audio dramas produced here at Seven Land Productions, such as Paralyzed, a horror fiction about nightmares becoming reality, and Atlas Avenue Beat, a film noir spoof following the adventures of private investigator James Locke. We also have several other audio dramas we produce, so you can check them all out at blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. That's SevenLamb. Thanks, and enjoy the next episode of The Walk. Seven Lamb Productions presents The Walk, Episode 8.
Two days later, after the scary horse situation, we were in Spokane. Spokane was the largest city we'd been to this entire trip. It was June 1st, a new month on the road. We sat in a small diner eating lunch and charging our electronics. Chase was looking up new routes, Saunders was on Facebook, Liz was working on the blog, and I was jotting down some more notes of the past few days. I tried turning my messy handwriting into a cohesive story, but it wasn't working. When I looked over at Anders' phone, he was posting a picture of his chicken sandwich. Are you tagging the diner?
Yeah, why?
I thought you didn't tell your parents you were on this trip.
So?
Won't it be fishy when you're tagging a diner in Washington? Won't they wonder where you are?
My dad's not on Facebook, and my mom barely knows how to log in. They won't even notice.
Wait, you didn't tell your parents you're walking across the country either?
Either?
Isaac didn't.
I did.
I know you did.
I did too, even though my dad wasn't very happy about it.
That's why I didn't tell my parents. They would have thrown a fit.
But they should know where you are. I mean, what if you die?
I don't plan on dying. If anyone's going to die on this trip, it's going to be you, Liz, or John, or shit, even Chase. You know, you guys are reckless.
So everyone but you.
I don't plan on dying.
Neither do I.
Wait, what are we arguing about here?
Fucking nonsense.
What if one of your friends tells your parents?
I told you I don't have any friends. All my friends are here, right here. Except for Isaac, I guess. But he's going back as a failure, so I doubt he'll want to talk about the walk anymore.
Oh, that is so mean.
Anyone here talk to Isaac recently?
We all shook our heads.
Guess I'm not the only mean one.
I'm gonna text him. See how he's doing.
Make sure to ask him how his walk of shame off the airplane was.
That's why you don't have any friends.
After lunch, I walked outside and readied myself for another 7 hours of highway trekking. Anders and I stood outside the small diner waiting for Liz and Chase.
Chase was in the bathroom, and Liz had walked over to the gas station next door.
Dude, look at this.
Anders showed me his phone.
My mom liked my lunch pic, and she even commented on it.
So much for not knowing how to log in, right?
She must have had help.
I read her comment.
Tasty?
Tasty. Doesn't even notice that I'm in another state, and it says it right there. I'll be able to go the whole walk without her noticing. I'm telling you, she's oblivious.
Better not be talking about me.
You are many things, but oblivious is not one of them.
Is pretty one of them?
Pretty deceitful, maybe.
What are you talking about?
What'd you buy at the gas station, Liz?
Gum.
Oh, let me have a piece.
Screw you.
Exactly.
Wait, what's going on here?
She bought cigarettes.
Really?
I got tired of bumming them off people.
Wait till Chase finds out.
Hey, I haven't smoked in the last 2 days.
He smoked in the bar.
Gasp! During jazz night?
But I haven't smoked since then. I needed one.
It's like you're addicted.
Shut up.
When Chase walked out, he clapped his hands together.
Guys, one more day. Tomorrow, Idaho. How friggin' exciting is that?
Exciting, babe.
Can we get a motel soon? My clothes reek. I've worn this shirt 3 days in a row now.
I'm sure there's a laundromat here in Spokane.
No. We can't do laundry now.
Why?
Because we're almost in Idaho. I wanted to get at least another 15 miles in today. We don't want to screw up our schedule.
We're on a schedule?
Idaho is a day away.
We weren't scheduled to be in Idaho tomorrow. What does it matter?
Come on, guys. Tomorrow. Let's make tonight our last night in Washington. We'll get a motel tomorrow night. I promise.
Fine, whatever. But if I meet the woman of my dreams and she's turned off because of how I smell, you're going to be in charge of finding me love again, Chase.
Fine, whatever you say. Let's go. Onward.
The sun came out around 2. We continued to walk toward Idaho. I listened to some more of The Jungle before getting bored and switching to music. It wasn't that the book sucked, I just couldn't handle the amount of depressing material that happened chapter after chapter. While I listened to the music, my mind wandered. I thought about Jazz Night and how Liz didn't even flinch as I told her my feelings. It meant nothing to her. Wish it meant nothing to me. Around 8:30, the sun was going down. We continued to walk along 90.
Hey, my feet hurt, and fuck Idaho. Can we find a place to camp? Look at all those trees over there.
There was a lot of open land on the right side of the road.
Come on, we only have another 2 miles.
Chase, let's just worry about it tomorrow. My feet hurt too. I'm tired.
Guys, 2 more miles.
I don't want to walk 2 more miles.
We walked 20 today.
Exactly.
So what's 2 more miles?
But look at all that camping space. Look at all those trees.
Last I checked, Idaho has trees too.
Chase, I'm not walking anymore. We'll make it to Idaho tomorrow. It's almost dark and I want to take pictures of the sign.
What sign?
The Welcome to Idaho sign. And I want to take pictures in the daylight. For the blog...
It just doesn't make any sense. We've walked more than 20 miles before.
What is the damn rush?
It's 2 more miles. John?
What?
Don't you want to make it to Idaho?
Yeah, but we can aim for tomorrow.
It's taken nearly a month for us to walk through this one state.
Yeah, but Washington is a big state. In fact, it's the biggest state.
No, it's not.
Shut up. I'm trying to convince him.
Well, lying isn't going to work.
Fine. If you guys want to quit, then...
No one is quitting. Jesus. What's the big deal?
I said fine.
We all stood in awkward silence before moving towards a large row of trees. We set up camp and got ready for the night. That night, my phone rang.
That your phone?
Yeah, it was my dad. I stared at it a long time, debating.
What's wrong?
It's my dad.
Don't want to talk to Pops?
Not right now. I don't feel like arguing.
You shouldn't have told him.
My parents would have found out what I was doing.
If you say so.
I put the phone down and let it stop ringing on its own. Turned onto my side and closed my eyes. The next morning, I awoke to Anders barging into the tent.
Sorry to wake you, honey.
What time is it?
8:30.
What are you doing?
I just took a piss, and now I'm going to make breakfast. Should I do trail mix, peanut butter on bread, or splurge and do a bit of beef jerky?
I'll be doing a Clif Bar and some raisins.
I should have bought more Clif Bars in Spokane. Those peanut butter ones are the shit.
I looked at my phone to find that my dad had called 2 more times last night. I know I should call him back, but I didn't feel like hearing about how I'm an idiot who should be spending time finding a job. Are Liz and Chase up?
Yeah. There's a stream down the hill. They're refilling their water.
Oh.
And fighting.
Fighting? About what?
I think about last night.
Oh.
But I could be wrong. I was too hungry to eavesdrop.
I looked outside, but I couldn't see Chase or Liz. The sky was clear. It looked like it was going to be a good day.
Peanut butter and bread it is.
Hey, man, can I talk to you?
About?
Something's been eating away at me. I just need to talk to someone.
Dude, I totally understand. I'm glad you want to talk about it.
It?
I can't lie, though. I knew what was up a long time ago. We all did.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You're coming out right now, right?
Can you be serious for a moment?
You're not gay?
Jesus, Anders.
All right. What? Do I even want to hear this?
Probably not, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Go ahead.
I haven't told anyone this.
Out with it, dude. But if you tell me you killed someone, I'm reporting you to the police. Friend or not, you belong behind bars. Unless you're armed right now, then I won't tell a soul. You can trust me.
I slept with Liz.
What?
I slept with Liz.
When?
Before the trip.
Holy shit, at the party?
Yeah.
Oh man, fuck. Why'd you go and do that?
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Is that why Chase is being an asshole?
Chase doesn't know.
So Chase is being an asshole for no reason?
Can you focus for 1 second?
Why are you telling me this?
I don't know. I needed to tell someone.
Well, if you're expecting advice, I don't do that sort of thing.
As much as I didn't want to hear what Anders had to say, I was still somewhat interested.
This is bad, dude. What if he finds out?
I'm hoping he doesn't.
Then why are you telling me? Even I know I have a big mouth.
I told you, I needed to tell someone. I peeked outside to make sure Chase and Liz weren't back. There's more.
John, if you tell me you slept with Emily, I'll kill you.
No, Chase is going to ask Liz to marry him when we finish the walk.
What? And he didn't tell me? Why am I always the last one to know?
I think Liz will be the last one to know. And you have a big mouth, remember?
Yeah, that's right. I just mentioned that.
And on top of that, I told Liz I liked her at jazz night.
Are you trying to fuck up your friendship? Are you trying to ruin this walk?
I do like her, though.
What did she say?
Nothing.
Smart. I think you should let it go. And by it, I mean her. You guys were both drunk, right?
At the party? Yeah.
Then it was just a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
You can't like her. She's with Chase.
Should I tell him?
Chase? No. No way.
But it's eating me up inside, man. He's gonna ask her to marry him.
Exactly. Don't tell him. If you tell him, you're just gonna ruin your friendship. This walk will end, and you'll probably even lose Liz as a friend. What?
You're giving advice.
If you tell him, you're only going to hurt him.
I would want to know.
Let Liz be the one to decide whether to tell him or not.
But he's my best friend.
Fuck you.
Anders.
I get it. You guys have been friends longer, and if you were gay, you would be gay for Chase, and he would be gay for you. I know.
I don't think I can keep it a secret forever.
Now that I think about it, if you tell him, you'll need a new best friend. Don't worry. I'm here for you, buddy.
Focus.
Don't tell him. At least take the walk to decide. Don't ruin this walk for him, for us.
That actually made sense.
Wait until after the walk, then talk to Liz about it. Let her decide.
I nodded.
Now, because we're going to be best friends soon, there's some more personal things you should know about me. I tell people I hate cats, but I actually love them. I'm not reliable, so never count on me. And sometimes I watch black gangbang porn, and I don't know why.
I already knew those things.
You knew about the gangbang porn?
Saw your history on your laptop a couple years ago.
We're gonna be the bestest of friends. Who needs Chase?
Okay.
One more thing. I know we broke up, but you best stay away from Emily.
You have my word. And now, I'm gonna go take a piss. After breakfast, I filled up my water pouch and then we packed up. For once, Anders was right. Wait till after the walk. The only thing was, we didn't address my feelings for Liz, but maybe that was for the best. Ignore them, John. Liz is with Chase. Don't lose your friend over this.
Ready, guys? Let's go.
We jumped back on 90 and headed for Idaho.
The Walk. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Amber Simpson and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin as John, Nick Engelhard as Chase, Ariel Zadok as Liz, Robert M. Lamb as Anders, Jose Caraballo as Isaac. Co-starring Matthew Manning, Brian Messick, Gene Lamb, Brett Wilkins, Adam Iben, Anthony Grimm, Shannon McCarthy, Mike Lenhart, John Piscatello, Ashley York, Ashley Wilkins, Ryan Grossjean, and Jenny Bailey. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer at dmixmusic.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.